So now we ask, if we can still do the science, if we can still do the logic, well, are there problems then with this kind of self-deception? And I think back to an episode where of Unbelievable with Justin Brierley, he had on an atheist and believer, the agnostic person was actually Sabine Hoffelder, who I reviewed her book on Lost in Math, where she takes a very atheistic point of view of science and saying, why are we trying to find beauty in the math of these very big questions that we have? Why are we expecting to find beauty and simplicity? I thought we were scientists, and these things are external of what science says. And so in this interview, she's saying the idea of God, I'm so apathetic about who God is or if he exists. It doesn't even affect me when I do science. And trying to engage with her on the topic of belief in God and the ability to do science, it was a completely foreign concept to her. That she was saying it doesn't matter. I'm not affected. If I never think about God after this conversation, it doesn't affect me whatsoever. But we would think that self-deception is a negative thing, and it would impact us if we're self-deceived in thinking that we're driving on the right side of the road, but we forgot that we took a plane trip and took some Dramamine and we're actually in the United Kingdom. Well, we're self-deceived in thinking that we're still, supposed to be on the correct side of the road. I'm sorry, on the right side of the road. Everyone else is on the wrong side. See, that's how it works. And so, yeah. So what are the problems then that come from self-deception? Well, it's not just that unbelievers are intellectually barren and cannot provide reasons for their belief in logic and science and morality. It's that they are deceived. They're self-deceived, and self-deception is crucial to understanding Christian apologetics. It's one of the things that we point out in Christian apologetics is saying, no, God exists, and here are some reasons for why you should believe. When you're dealing with someone who is deceived and is deceived because he himself is doing the deceiving, you must not have the idea that if you go through the philosophical puzzles, he'll admit he's wrong. It's not look, 1 + 1 = 2. Okay, good. We're in agreement. God exists. Congratulations. Let's get you baptized. That's right. And we'll put a Bible in your hand. Well, if we're dealing with a computer, he says, it might be that simple, but you're dealing with a person who is running away from God, this act of suppression. Mm. It's not all of a sudden, okay, here's the secret, Romans 1. In their self-deceptions, they suppress the truth and unrighteousness. And as soon as you point out where they're being inconsistent, that removes the self-deception, and their scales fall off their eyes and accept Jesus as their Lord and Savior. Well, no, they're actively suppressing, so much so that they can even actively suppress to do things that we're probably seeing in today's culture coming about. Taking children to strip club is a-okay because it's family oriented, and if you put family oriented before it, it's just fine. So that's it's family. Right.
That makes it good. Yeah. So this reminds me of Nancy Piercy. Remember in her book Finding mm-hmm. Truth, she gives several illustrations of this very same thing. I'm recalling one about Marvin Minsky, the famous MIT professor. Who's best known, she tells us, for the phrase that the human brain is nothing but a 3-pound computer made of meat, right? Mm-hmm. and so then he's asked, well, does that mean that we must embrace the modern scientific view and put aside the ancient myth of voluntary choice, right? That is, that we have free will. Well, if we're just a computer, we don't have free will, and so we can't make our own choices, right? And so Minsky says, no, we can't put that aside, right? Why not? Well, Minsky goes on to say that no matter that the physical world provides no room for freedom of the will, the concept is essential to our models of the mental realm. In other words, we can't help but act as if we have free will. Well, wait a minute. If that's the case, then why don't you just say it, right? Mm-hmm. Why are you suppressing the truth about it with your, philosophical position? And that's the point that here that I think Bonson is trying to make here, right? It's just they're suppressing the truth. And so they're deceiving themselves. And so this issue of self-deception. And so he Bonson gives us an illustration. He says, how badly do some people want to turn away from God? Some people will give up their intellect rather than admit that they've been rebelling against God. He says, that's not the sort of thing that, you know, we ordinarily see. After all, most people aren't pressed to see that they can't be reasonable without a Christian worldview. But from time to time, he tells us, there are unbelievers who, you know, come up against the implications of their unbelief and finally say, okay, that's it. I'll be irrational. Anything to keep my unbelief, right? And he gives us an illustration of this, right?
Right. Yeah, this is from Piercy's book, the nihilism chapter of it's probably good for you to take as much narcotics as possible in order to get over your sense of loss that there is meaning in the universe. Oh, oh boy.
Yeah.